Hey guys, before we get stuck into this week's episode, on behalf of all the Magoo's crew, we would like to express our deep sadness at the passing of Danny Frawley. Danny was an icon of our game and a real trailblazer on the media scene and allowed us and many others to do what we love doing today. Our thoughts go out to his family and friends and all those who have come into contact with Danny over what has been a storied AFL career.
The Magoo's. The Magoo's. The Magoo's. The Magoo's.
Hey Ben,
what do you got for me?
Well, it's about time that you got here. Me and Jack, who's here as well.
Yep.
We've been sitting around setting up, chit chatting. We don't have that much in common, me and Jack.
Yes, I did know. I've noticed that over the journey.
I was doing a lot of heavy lifting in the conversation.
You're the link that keeps us together, and you were severely late.
I am sorry about that. Didn't let anyone know. I'm terribly sorry about that.
We thought that we'd just give you a little bit of a stitch up. Jack got his phone out, set up a couple of microphones, and we thought we'll ring him. We'll try and catch him out. You know, saying he was hanging out with his missus and was running late to hang out with the boys or something.
Which isn't unlike you.
Which is not unlike you.
And that's unfair. That's an unfair assumption, but carry on.
And turns out that Jack's admin skills aren't exactly what they should have been.
What have you done?
He turns out that he had an old number of yours saved. So have
you call my old number?
I've actually got three numbers of yours.
you call my old one. Yeah, I do have a new number.
Yeah. And just have a quick listen to how this call
plays. Oh, no.
Hello, mate. How are you going? Hello?
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Yes. How can I help you?
Hi. I think I might have the wrong number, but I was just wondering, who do you think is going to win out of GWS and Brisbane this weekend in the semi-final?
I'm really not good with the footies or everything. I really don't have any idea, and this is not my number. So, sorry. Don't want to give the wrong advice.
Do you think that Toby Green should have got a week?
Okay, go ahead with that.
Okay. What about Marcus Bontempelli? Do you think he's a real chance for the Brownlow?
No, the first one may be the more chances.
Yeah, I tend to agree. Do you think that Richmond are the real deal, though, again, with shades of 2017 coming back into their game?
No.
Okay, so who do you think will win the grand final then? Do you think it'll be Collingwood?
Yes.
Ah, Pies fan.
Collingwood is my friend's favourite. That's why I'm just supporting Collingwood.
Oh, what's your friend's name? Give him a quick shout out.
Oh, Donna.
Donna. All right, we'll pass that out to Donna. Do you have a song request?
Not at the moment.
Okay, then. No worries at all. Thanks very much.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Cheers, bye. So, Benny, there we go. There's your... You know, I mean, almost gave more insight on footy than you have.
You know what's even funny about that? There is so many things that I haven't updated for, like, energy bill, energy companies, that sort of thing. They're going to be receiving a lot of calls and text messages on my behalf. So I'm very sorry about that.
I liked how the first person who answered the phone was just completely... I initially thought that was you, like, that the first hello, and then... All of a sudden, there was a woman talking. They just passed
it. Yeah, I rolled with it. I love it.
Handball of all time.
Also, and very quick on the feed by you two as well.
More
likely Jack. But
and what we learned is that Collingwood are going to win the flag.
Yeah. Hot off the press. She might not be wrong either.
She might not be.
Well, she might be as well. Shall we get into this?
Let's do it.
Quick shout out to Donna as well.
Yes. Who didn't have a song record. Oh, no. Yeah. The other lady didn't have a song record. Yeah. I really wish that she had had a song record.
I'm not surprised that Donna goes for Collingwood. That's all I have to say about that.
Donna, do to you.
Benny.
Yeah.
Welcome. We're here. We've got your right phone number, and we are ready to dissect week one of the finals and look forward to week two. Jackie Boy's here, as we've heard.
Yeah, g'day. G'day.
Good to have the band back together.
It is good.
And we have to start way, way back at last Thursday evening, Ben.
It was a while
when,
ago
despite
now.
Your best intentions and thoughts, the Bombers went down in flames.
I'm glad we don't do the podcast a day after Essendon lose like that, because... I actually was thinking about the podcast straight after, and I was just furious, more just with Essendon, and it's like another season, another heartache.
Do you think that
more agony?
Do you think that Essendon's the way they finished the season had anything to do with the passive aggressive message you sent Jack today in the group chat?
Mm.
No, not at all.
I was working late, and then you hurt my feelings.
No.
It was pretty personal.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't personal.
Well, where to next then for Essendon?
Well, I think you just got to keep chipping away at it. I don't think it's like a, it's not a, we need to solve something overnight. I think that's a terrible way that a lot of clubs look at things. And I don't think that's the way to go about it. I think Woosha should continue to do what he's doing.
For at least one more year.
He's not going to get a contract renewal after that, and that's fine. Might change if we win a final next year, which would be ironic.
Wouldn't hold your breath.
Not at all. I think he'll naturally hand it over at the end of the next year. But I don't see the point in people calling for his head this year. The pass mark was making finals. We made finals. Wasn't pretty.
No.
But I don't think just changing... No, it wasn't. But changing your coach is not the answer to everything, unlike how Carlton tried to do business. So.
And St Kilda and... Who else got a new
North
coach?
Melbourne.
North Melbourne.
New coach.
Yeah. A lot of coach sackings.
A few movements in there.
Yeah. I think Jimmy Bartel at the start of the year predicted that there would be 4 coach sackings this year, at the start of the year.
Yeah, it's right. Because it was carried over from last year. There wasn't as many. I don't think there was any last year, actually, from memory. No. So that sort of carries over, and that's no doubt got to do with the media scumbags.
How's Jimmy's crystal ball working, do you think?
Stay away from that one.
So the other Essendon item that we need to tick off early while we've got Ben here is the Joe Danaher saga. is the Joe Danaher saga. So where does this lie with you? Is there smoke, there's fire, or are people just...
No, I don't think so. I think this is just another... I think just giving this light is really just adding to that. I don't think... I don't think there's anything to read here. I think he's going to be at Essendon next year, despite the best efforts of a lot of media nuffs. I think, you know, he's the article that came out today was that he's decided to take some time away from Essendon.
Yeah, and what a time to do it.
Oh, what a time to do it, in the off season. Yeah. I mean, fair dinkum.
Yeah, that was garbage. They just blew...
Absolute garbage.
They just blew Merritt's... what Merritt said totally out of proportion in that. He said he's taken
his time. What did Merritt say?
Oh, he said that during his time away, he'll have a think about the direction he wants his footy to go in. Yeah. And they're like, he's taken time away to think about that.
I just read the headline and it said Zach Merritt not confident on the future.
It's just
Merritt
saying it's none of my business. He's going to make his decision. What I say is not going to be relevant, really.
And this is a tricky one because I can see it's very 50-50 for mine, whether or not he stays at Essendon. Mm. I don't think he knows. But I just think with these things, so often where there's smoke, there's fire. And there's got to be something in the background, a conversation. And maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's when he hits free agency. But you just with this sort of stuff, the more noise. And it's sometimes it does seem a bit like a media beat up. But there has to be more to it than just to catch up with a mentor.
Do you think, ironically as well, if he ends up doing it because he's so sick of the Melbourne bubble, that all these articles have actually helped that decision?
Yeah, potentially. Absolutely. But again, he also, he's contributed to the speculation in a sense because if he isn't really thinking of leaving and now he is or whatever,
Yeah, what do they say, though, when they get asked these questions? They're out of contract.
Yeah, but you just say, well, I'm staying. And all he said was when he was asked on Fox Footy a few months ago was that, unless John doesn't want me or something, it just wasn't...
He was being cheeky
It's easy to be definitive if you know what you're going to do. So, yeah, I have a genuine belief that he's...
But Cornelio did really the same thing and he ended up staying.
Yeah.
Because he probably got the right deal.
But I'm not sure Joe's is about deals.
No, it's not. And obviously there's Joe's a special case because he hasn't played for 2 seasons now. There's the whole, was he mismanaged, all this kind of stuff. And that all adds to it. But it's just hard. I wouldn't be surprised if he did leave just to get away from the Melbourne football bubble, which a lot of players like to do. So I think, I don't know. If he wants to leave... You know, as an Essendon supporter, you don't want someone playing at your club if they don't want to be playing there.
Mm.
So,
I for one hope that he does go. So, so
in Carlton.
No, in the trade, we have tall forwards. In the trade, exchange. That's how we can get. Well, we've got the best midfielder in the comp. So, like, well, doesn't make sense to say things like that, yeah, Ben. We haven't spoken about Carlton for a few weeks.
And now. The rising star.
And the rising star. So the two best midfielders in the game.
Go on. That correlates.
But yeah, so that way that we can, Sydney will have to find another first round draft pick to trade. Absolutely, with their pick. Yeah. So they'll end up giving 4 and 8 to Essendon when they will have got 8 off us for Papley, who I would really like at Carlton. So
I'll take 4 and 8.
Oh, you absolutely.
I think anyone would take 4 and 8.
2 first round draft picks for Joe Dunno. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. That's huge. Yeah, but that's we got 2 first round draft picks for Bryce Gibbs.
Yeah, one's playing footy though.
What do you mean?
Well, Joe hasn't played footy in 2 years.
Oh yeah, but he's a better player than Bryce Gibbs. Like,
yeah,
he's
on talent,
he's
absolutely.
He's a key forward.
You'd
have to get him right. Yeah, but yeah. I mean that's what the medicals are for and stuff.
Yeah, but OP is a different thing. That's it's not like there's a fix for it other than, you know, rest and rehab. So it's a tough.
He definitely comes with question marks. That's
tough call. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a tough call.
Well, enough of what might happen. Let's have a quick look at what did happen, because as we spoke of Essendon going down in flames in their season ending, thus did the Bulldogs, who were everyone's second favourite team again. And you'll recall, Jack will put some audio in here now, last week of me. No, you won't.
Me
banging on about GWS, and I thought they were good things. And they came out and played very, very well, the Giants, didn't they, against the Dogs?
Yeah, anything that you sort of say and turns out to be correct. Jack, can we bring that up somehow?
Happens about 40% of the time I'm correct on this show.
40%.
But did they get the win fairly? Putting the light onto Toby Green.
Oh, please.
What, you think his actions had an impact on the game?
Yeah, galvanised the group. They all ganged up on Bontempelli and they got their star, their spearhead, the guy that could turn the game on its head.
No mistake, that is from top down. That's not from Toby Green.
What do you mean?
Well, from the top levels down, that's what they've been asked to do. Is to go out there and be rough.
Yeah, but you can't eye gouge.
And I'm not sure he eye gouged.
No, well, if he eye gouged, he wouldn't be playing this week.
Yeah, it was all very circumstantial evidence, and when it was misconduct, you know, it's very as if like we sort of have you, but we don't necessarily like how much money will you give us, sort of thing. Like,
yeah,
$7,500.
It screams at, like, I didn't think he should get suspended, but that whole thing just screamed that it was fixed. Like the whole thing, like. All of a sudden, the AFL's prosecution's coming in saying, oh, no, we just want a massive fine. Like, that doesn't... What? Like,
yeah.
What could you get for $7,500? Like, hold a Barina?
You get a better cut than that. Oh, wait, how many were you?
100,000 Ks.
Yeah, 7.5. Yeah. Gee, I could use 7.5.
Did you buy some new podcast equipment? It'd be nice.
Yeah,
an actual studio, perhaps, like a rental studio for a couple of years, probably. Yeah.
Someone to produce the show.
Yeah, that'd be good.
A little trip to Thailand, probably.
Yeah, it'd be like a cruise, 7.5K.
Yeah, you don't want to get gastro, though, which cruises are very renowned for.
No, because you've got 7.5K, you can just buy some gastro stuff, hydrolyte.
Some Imodium.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money.
It's a lot of money. What'd you make of that?
Gastro on a cruise. I haven't had it, personally, on a cruise. So the Lions and Richmond, was where I think we've definitely seen the form of the finals. So that's where the form's going to go through, and be frank, because I thought Richmond played very, very well. I didn't think Brisbane were bad. They won a lot of their key areas they would have been looking to win.
Yep.
But couldn't get the job done.
Just
and Brisbane
finish
were very,
around
very,
goals.
And Richmond were just, going to be very, very hard to beat.
Yes.
Now on in, I think. So, and I mean, they play the winner of Geelong and West Coast. Jack, your boys.
They play West Coast, yes.
No. We're in with a sniff. We're in with a chance.
Oh, top team. We're in with a sniff.
Yeah.
No, we are. We match up really well against West Coast, but on Friday night.
Do you think you'll match up well against them next year when one of your best players is playing for them?
Well, did you see McGovern's cheeky comment to say to Tim after we beat you, you can come back on the plane with us?
Oh, wow, that is cheeky.
That was very cheeky.
That is cheeky.
Similar to Jesse Hogan cleaning out the locker and because they wear the same number, of course.
Yeah.
And
yes, that was funny. That was a funny
him
video.
On the Instagram.
I've just realised since you were speaking about that why I was a little bit harsh to Jack on our inbox today.
Why?
because on Friday night I text you after the game saying straight sets. That's all I said.
Oh, you yeah.
called me fat.
That was a good message, Brad. But then you wrote back and said, that's rich. And I was like,
oh, yeah. So we both, yeah, 15 all.
Yeah, 15 all. Well, 30, 15. Yeah. Now.
Did you message him on Thursday night about the Essendon result, Jack?
No, I didn't.
No.
No.
Punching down. That's poor. Yeah, you can't punch down.
I can't punch down when you're barracked for Essendon.
But can you
see? Well, I can because I've been doing it all year.
Mate, leave it on the text.
So can Geelong right the wrong? Can they turn the ship around and can Coach Chris Scott get this team going in the right direction?
Well, if he picks a ruckman this week, that'd be nice. That was a bizarre.
You should have booed him.
You don't have a ruckman to pick though. That's
that
the problem.
Was a bizarre. No, they've
got plenty of ruckman. They just got no good ones.
Yeah. Well, we're going after Todd Goldstein now. Probably
definitely get Todd Goldstein.
You should definitely go for Zach Clark and give us a late third rounder.
Zach Clark.
Yeah.
It's overs. Obviously, right. It's the joke.
I'd rack my brain who that was.
Yeah. So Nick Nat could have a field day.
He could. There's a part of me that thinks he's going to pull up really sore from the game on the weekend, and that might
all that medical background that you've got.
Yeah.
He'll be sore potentially.
Clutching at straws. Yeah.
This just in AFL players sore after playing a game of footy.
Yeah, but I honestly reckon that if we play a ruckman this week, back Stanley in. And just say, go for it, mate. We can match up really well, possibly, especially in the midfield, because they're not that quick, West Coast. That's not funny. They're not that quick, and we've got danger, and we set up well.
Yeah.
And we man up well. Didn't he? Yeah, he did. He nearly single-handedly dragged us across the line. That was amazing. Just if four or five other players had have shown up.
I think for all Geelong's shortcomings, they lost by 11 points in the end. They looked shell-shocked at the start of the game and didn't really look like they were going to get close enough. And then they've only lost by 11 points. Like, I'm not taking much out of that for Collingwood.
No.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you always take the week off. But I'm really worried looking at the potential Brisbane matchup in the prelim that Brisbane – if Brisbane beat GWS this week, which I think that they will – they're going to roll into the MCG with literally nothing to lose, roll the dice against a side that I don't really think is going as well as most teams in history have when they've jumped straight into a prelim. So I'm concerned about my hair, first of all, as the main point. But I think that there is – it's still very, very – I mean, Geelong are now on Richmond's side of the draw, which is not ideal. But I think from that other side, it's very much wide open whoever gets up against Collingwood.
Yeah.
Six goals plus for mine for West Coast this weekend.
I can't see the wheels falling off Geelong that badly.
I'm not even saying wheels. I think West Coast.
They're low flying.
Low flying, but it's going to be tough whoever plays Richmond at the G.
Oh yeah.
At the end of the day,
yeah.
Collingwood did themselves. That was the thing about Friday night. Whoever won that game, you've done yourself.
It wasn't
a massive,
the side of the draw that
favor.
You wanted to be the loser.
No, not at all. So even if Brisbane do get it through, they've still got to play Collingwood at the G. So
it's a
tough sport, Jake.
Well, I mean, they're hard to win for a reason, aren't they? You know, if anyone could win them, then there'd be nothing special about it.
Yeah.
So
yeah, that's it. As I saw the new It movie on the weekend, it was a snooze fest.
Didn't like it.
It was boring.
Have you seen the first one?
Was it scary?
Yeah. No, look, the parts that were scary were actually still scary, but now I know horrors aren't renowned for their storyline.
Parts that were scary. How's the movie reviewer over here?
Herald Sun, great. 3/5 out of 5.
Are you just going to let me finish?
Ben Franzini.
It's a lot more fun
to scary parts were scary. Jeez.
No, I just thought the dialogue and the storyline was a one star for mine.
Is that not the case with a lot of... I don't watch scary movies.
Yeah, well, that's what I was going to say. And I do watch a lot of scary movies, and I know a lot of them can be corny, but this one... These aren't... Because I wouldn't put it straight into the horror genre. I wouldn't say it's a straight-up horror. It's actually more of a thriller with a couple of scary parts.
What's the scariest movie you've watched?
I'm a sucker for the Paranormal Activities, to be honest.
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Things you can't see, just really things you can see that like on It, it's just like, oh, that's just really good makeup. But if you can't see something, and all of a sudden so-and-so is hanging in the air, you're like, I get that shit out of here. That's,
Or something, or like a plate back downstairs. Yeah. This is enough.
Especially when you're like, how many times I told you to put those back in the drawers where they belong?
Yeah, you know they can't hear you when you're saying that.
Yeah, the Conjurings were actually another really scary one for me.
One for mine that wasn't like the scariest movie I've seen, but like the scariest moment that's like shaken me for a couple of weeks.
Shooken.
Shaken. Did I say shooken?
No, you said shaken.
Shooken?
No, I don't think it's shooken. I just wanted you to say shooken.
You do that thing all the time. It's belittling.
The thing that was really shooken me.
Left me shooken.
Was they did a Halloween episode of The Saddle Club. No, I'm not even joking. And I watched the whole thing. And then at the end, like one of the ghosts like walked through. Like it was really, really horrifying for a children's show. Like walked through the stables at the end and they left it open-ended. And it was the first time I've ever seen anything open-ended with a ghost. That sounded weird. But like, I just didn't sleep for weeks.
Wow.
How was your 24th birthday? Jackie boy, as we said just before our break there, you have got a whole list of topics that you wanna go at us with, with our famous three-man weave segment.
Just before we get into it, I want to throw up a new name for Three Man Weave, just because.
I'm not going to accept it.
Just because I always forget. I call it quick hands.
I don't know what to do with my hands.
Well, I want you.
We can't call it quick hands. We've been through this. We've had people write to us
topics with Timmons.
And we don't even have a postal address when they keep writing to us.
They keep writing to my old text. You guys. Hear that one all the time.
Topics Timmons.
Topics
Timmons.
Jokes with Jack.
But I want to throw this one up. I just thought of it before. Topics with Timmons. You know, in baseball, where
the sport. So you get a reference like a movie or something. Like
you know when they just
you seen like, this? You heard about
they
this?
They just lob a ball up to like the guy with the bat, and it's called hitting dingers.
Is it called hitting dingers?
And I feel like on this one, I just throw up a topic to you guys, like throwing up the ball, and you guys hit dingers. So I want to throw in the.
Well, dingers is a colloquial Australian term for condoms, though, I believe. So
latex.
So
that's not great for. I was going to call it Jack's little dingers.
Leave it in. All right, we'll call that this one time. Jack's little dingers. All right,
Jack, show us your little dingers.
All right, we'll leave it this one off the top. Zagoe just landed in Germany just to get us back on track to get his hamstring surgery. What do we think?
Is it a race against time? It's not surgery.
No, because it's only tight, isn't it?
Well, he's getting like the calf's blood injected and all the
weird stuff.
I
know. Surely we have calves here in Australia, but like you'll get all that sort of done with the doctor.
Dr. Hans.
Healing Hans.
How do we feel about it?
Do you reckon he'll get back? No. Do you reckon he'll get back in time for the granny? 2 weeks?
I've seen crazier things.
I'm not sure Collingwood will make it.
Oh, we're saying if Collingwood make it?
Then they'll play him, against their better judgment, but because of the X factor.
Yeah, I think because someone like DeGoey, he's not racking up 30 in the middle, so he's not a liability. All he has to do is kick two. Yeah, and so you're more likely to run the risk with someone who's not 100%.
Yeah, he's not running 15K
for a forward. Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I think he could make it back. Yeah, why not?
Okay.
Good on him.
Yeah, let's believe.
Let's believe. Collingwood.
That was Timmons' first little dinger.
Let's throw another one up there. Eddie McGuire, obviously angry about the clash. you're not happy with little dingers?
Throw another one up.
It's a good segment.
Oh, I love
it. It's great. throw another little dinger up there for you boys to hit. Eddie McGuire.
Speaking of little dingers.
Eddie McGuire obviously unhappy with the Clash jersey.
Oh, I can't believe he's unhappy with the Clash jersey. It's us, the viewers, who are unhappy with the Clash jersey.
Yeah, but it's not his fault. He believed that there was a handshake agreement.
Shame on him for preying on the elderly. Like Frank Costa, I would suggest he doesn't know what day it is at the moment. Now he's trying to make him remember 21 years
ago. Just for
some
context, Eddie thought that there was a handshake agreement. Frank Costa came out for Geelong and said,
don't remember it. But
didn't remember what he had for breakfast that day. Yeah.
But and then he pretty much complained to Gil. Do you guys reckon that there was a clash at all?
Watching on TV, I do. I really do. You were at the game. Was there a clash at the game?
I was more worried that we weren't playing a ruckman, to be honest, when the game was over. Yeah. Half-time, to be worried about a clash. But there was a few instances. Tom Stewart came out and said that he went to go to handball to the wrong bloke a couple of times. And I think that's your proof in the pudding that if someone says that, they go, oh, okay, maybe.
For mine, I thought the shorts were a clash.
Yeah, that's the thing. Why didn't... Like, I've seen at their home ground Geelong wear white shorts.
Yep.
And that's, I think, a better look for them because their main colour is white.
Yeah.
So, but then it's, why don't Collingwood have a proper clash jumper? Like, everyone else has got one. And Richmond had to wear these in a grand final. And
Collingwood wasn't that gross. It's a gross clash jumper too.
You know, there's the school of thought was, we got along with no clash Guernseys for all these years and stuff, and it's also like, it's modern life, like move past the fact that in the 70s we'd watch Collingwood versus North Melbourne and then play Hawthorn the next week on black and white TV. Yeah, no one knew what was going on.
Mate. And it's not a $1 billion industry, Eddie. Yeah. I mean, is this just an ego thing? They can't have a clash?
Yeah, we're the biggest, we're the best sort of thing, Like,
but like that's like they're like the America of football. It's like you're actually not the biggest or the best anymore, mate.
Yeah,
it's time to catch up with everyone.
And their whole black with white to white with black garbage, which is just like their Indigenous jumper looked really good this year, and it was mainly black, and that would have been perfect to wear against Geelong if Geelong were in the all white.
Yeah, absolutely. Bang, problem solved.
Yeah,
love it.
Who solved it?
Good thinking.
Well you did.
Yeah,
did.
You solved it right then. Well done. Well, that just means
weird that you're cuddling your Captain Carlton,
Captain Carlton
whilst you're solving problems, but it's all good.
Yeah, well, talking like about. Jack's little
dudes. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, you ready for another one, boys?
Sure.
Dylan Grimes and Dusty. Grimes, he's taken a little bit of a dive. He admitted to it after. Said he should have won an Academy Award. And Dusty just plain threw the ball.
Mm-hmm.
Are the umpires turning a little bit of a blind eye to Richmond again?
You know what shits me about the Dylan Grimes thing? Is that why is it even a free kick? Even if there was enough contact to knock him over.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think, like, there was definitely contact. So he obviously hammed it on up a bit, whatever, but wasn't as if he missed him completely. But what is that a free kick for? Getting knocked over?
Like, absolutely.
Like, why are we all of a sudden reverse? Not all of a sudden, they do it all the time, like, reversing it.
But it has been a recent thing, a couple of years.
I don't get, like, so what have you paid it for? Oh, they knocked him over. Well, that happens all the time.
So it's
like,
not Dylan Grimes' fault. It's actually the they shouldn't be paying these reversals. Especially in front of goal. To get a reversal in AFL, you have to do something pretty bad.
It was 0-6 at the time and Cameron was about to line up to even the scores.
It's interesting too. My old man said something to me. He goes, it's two free kicks. A reversal is two free kicks. Because it doesn't just go to a ball up. Yeah, like you've got the ball. I'm taking the ball back from neutral and giving it to them. Like
It's not worth two free kicks.
Yeah, like that's the thing. So... is that even the call for reversals? Just become a ball up, like just knock it back.
I don't mind that.
If you've got possession of the ball, and you for whatever reason push someone over or grab them around the neck in a melee or whatever, say, well, now it's a ball up. It's not a I don't know. It was just an interesting.
No, that's a really good way of looking at it. I didn't actually never thought of it like that. I tend to agree. Not a good look for Dylan. He's the first bloke who actually would say like, yeah, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
And he won the Movember Foundation Most Courageous Award at the. Yes. AFLPA very recently.
Yes.
Very recently.
Yes. Mm. So not a good look straight away next week doing that, but that's all right.
That's okay.
But the throw, I honestly think that was just would have been a really bad angle for the umpire.
Must have been.
Because it was so obvious.
Because you couldn't have,
Yeah, you can't miss that otherwise.
It was Mason Cox-esque of that time where he threw it in.
The chest pass.
The netball chest pass.
Yeah.
But anyway, on to the next one. Taylor Harris statue just got released today.
Yeah, well, Ben, you were fired up about this earlier, so
I was fired up because a lot of people on Twitter today were saying, that she doesn't deserve it and all this kind of jazz. But
it was more of an immortalisation of that moment in AFLW, wasn't it?
Yeah, I agree, and I think someone alluded to the fact just earlier that it was that the actual statue doesn't have Taylor Harris written on it or anything like that. Yeah. Is that correct? Yeah, I know.
That's correct. Sponsored by NAB as well, so
it's. Sponsored by NAB. There you go. It's a marketing thing for NAB, and
doesn't have a home. It's not going on the MCG Walk of Fame. Like everyone's getting their Nick is in a knot talking about, you know, like, oh, these players don't have one. Carey doesn't have one. Ablett doesn't have one. It's like,
well, you can't just it's not Oprah Winfrey show. Yeah. You can't just everyone's just getting a bronze statue.
This is not like, this is not what's happened here. Taylor Harris is not being celebrated for, you know, her football career.
It's a moment in time.
Yeah. The statue doesn't have a permanent home. It's a marketing.
Maybe we should get it on the Magoos. That could be our marketing. Doesn't have a permanent home.
Up here, you reckon?
Yeah. It's only 3 foot tall, isn't it? No. No, it's not. It's like 3 metres tall.
It's massive, yeah.
Oh, we'll wipe the light down, but...
Turn it.
Speaking about things with permanent homes, a Richmond fan has just gotten Trent Cotchin's signature tattooed on the side of his head. Great segue, by the way, Jack.
Excellent.
Would you ever get a tattoo immortalised on you of your favourite players, boys? Because I know I have.
On my butt, maybe.
I'd get a Tom Bell one.
You'd get a Tom Bell one?
Yeah, I'd get a Tom Bell one too.
I'd get a Nathan Ablett one.
Where'd he get on the neck?
No, on the side of his head. So he had a dusty cut.
Like shaved and then Trent Cotchin's tattoo like there.
Right.
That is so remarkable, isn't it?
Yeah, we should get him on the show.
We should get him on the show.
Oh, maybe just call him because I might be a bit scared to have him on the show personally.
Yeah, we'll give him your old number.
No.
yeah, we'll give him your old number.
Do we really need to talk about that? It's a bit silly.
I don't like it.
No, I don't care. Do what you want, but I have the right to tell you that's bloody silly.
Yeah, agreed. Absolutely.
Yeah, I tuned out. Sorry. What were you talking about?
Someone's tattoo.
Oh, someone's tattoo. And just last one. While we're on here,
so my brother actually got a tattoo on his shoulder blade
of
A Joker. It's an outline of a Joker when he was 16 years old. Now this guy used to faint when he had to get a needle, and then got drunk one night and got a tattoo of an outline of a Joker when he was 16.
Was it supposed to be coloured in, but he could only get the outline?
Never went back to get it coloured in. So he's 34 with two kids now. He's just got the outline of a Joker on his shoulder blade.
Oh, my God.
Is it the Batman character?
Well, it's a Joker. I don't know if it's the Joker.
Oh, okay. So like a deck of cards Joker.
Yeah, yeah.
That was bizarre. It's
a good choice. I mean, when you do silly
things. He used to cry when he got needled.
I mean, also, silly choice. There's the bloke who's got N.A. tattooed on his ass because he tried to get Nathan Ablett on there and then passed out because of the pain.
Turned out to be not applicable.
Too much. I didn't pass out. but if I had have passed out, I might have needed some medical staff, which is what dogs didn't have. Yeah,
he's on tonight, isn't he? Jack's little dingers.
Yeah, Jack's little dingers. Still throwing them up.
Not often his little dingers are on. Go on.
This will be the last one. The doggies' medical staff got stuck on the plane until about half time. It was only half of the medical staff. The other half did the right thing and flew up the day before.
Right.
But the other half was stuck on the plane in high winds.
Well, the only reason I can see them for flying up the day later is that they're either volunteers or you know, either work in private practices or something. Because there is no excuse in this day and age to not be going up on the day.
But you never fly on the day. Too much can go wrong.
Never fly anywhere on the day. I'd rather fly the day after.
Don't fly anywhere during the day. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, only at night. Less sun.
Do you reckon Toby Green, he caught wind of it early, and that's why he was trying to rough a few of them up,
to spend
more time on the bench?
That's it. Mm. I think it was a GWS conspiracy theory, but whatever.
Oh,
that's another Magoominati. Oh, we should have done Magoominati.
We should start to have meetings before the show.
Yeah, we should have done that. That would be ridiculous.
That was Jack's Little Dingers.
Yeah, that was Jack's Little Dingers. How do you reckon the new segment name went?
They were little and they were dingers.
Yeah.
Agreed.
I need a little sound bite of like a...
Boom. Jack's Little Dingers.
Oh, that's a bit weird.
But yeah, that's done.
In the books, Jack's Little Dingers, week one, locked away.
Locked away.
All right, boys, we've come to the end of another Magoos episode. We're closing down towards the end of the year, which means we won't be able to hang out as much.
No, we'll do the draft and then we'll do the cricket.
The draft? I think the draft's pretty shallow. And Carlton won't have a first
save it for the draft show, mate.
That's true.
Why don't we put it to the community? Would they like to see a certain show during the off season? And if they would, what would they like that to entail? More talking, not as much sport, or a particular sport?
Tokyo 2020. We could go over.
Oh, Olympics. Do we have the budget?
I think we could.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
If we sell, we should have put some money away every week.
That's what we should have done. not for the show, but yeah, but for other things.
I mean, yeah, you're like, very nifty. You're a good saver.
Thank you.
What's your strategy with saving?
if you can't afford two of it, don't buy it.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
What, so don't buy a house if you
can't. Yeah, well, okay, there's a clause that, you know, houses are okay.
Yep.
But if you can't afford two of something, don't get it.
That explain why.
That's why I only buy one shoe.
Damn.
Yeah. Nah, yeah, yeah. Anywho, yeah. What are we talking about? Tokyo 2020.
Yeah, we're going to do an Olympic show.
Will there be any actual Olympians by that stage?
Doubt it.
Nah, I should save all this gold material for then, I reckon.
Save it for the Tokyo show.
Yeah,
we really should have done an Ashes special because I've watched much of that.
Boy, has that been great. The salty tears of the Englishman online at the moment.
On the line.
We've got a few on the line, though.
We definitely could have found some Englishmen to call into and rile up.
Yeah.
Or just, good friend Rudy at Triple M's doing a daily Ashes podcast.
Is he?
So make sure you...
Wait, like sure every day or...
Or every day during.
Like a daily, during the meeting. Yeah. I think a day of the side and every day they're doing one in at Triple M.
That's why he's not returning our calls.
Yep. Well, boys, just before we sign off... Geelong, West Coast, who's winning?
Cats. Geelong, West Coast.
I'll go the Cats. Just holding on.
Oh, I might claw my way back into this finals tipping then, because I'm down 3-1 at the moment. We haven't mentioned. We nearly did mention that one.
Who was your one?
Collingwood.
Dog.
I
tipped the Cats.
Obviously.
But I also tipped the other three winners.
Yeah.
And of course the other game, Brisbane at GWS.
Because I want you to bleed your hair, I'm going to go with the Lions.
I'm going to go GWS.
No, Brisbane will win that. There'll be no straight sets exits this year. You heard it here first. That's not a promise. You might have heard it somewhere else.
Yeah, but you have heard it here.
You definitely heard it here.
At some stage, if you listen to this podcast, you've heard it here.
If you've made it this far without skipping to this point and you've listened to the whole thing,
then congratulations.
Oh, well done. My God, write us in. We'll send you a prize.
Stick around for the secret sound.
Like, share, subscribe, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, podcast apps, all the fun things. Stay tuned next week when we'll delve into the preliminary finals.
Beauty.